Rod McKinney. We have two favorite uncles here, Uncle Lumpy and Uncle Poley, ready to tell you the story of Orly's visiting engine.
Well, now, once upon a time, little old Orly, he's eating his supper, and he heard a voice calling him.
Orly! Wallop! Wallop!
Orly, he says, I declare, that sounds like a little switching engine. And he run out in the yard, and sure enough, there was a little engine he'd helped put on the right track one time. Hey there, he says, what you doing here, engine? And little engine, he says,
Vacation! Wallop! Wallop!
And he told Orly that the roundhouse foreman would give him a few days off, and he'd come to visit a spell. Well, now, about this time, a bunch of kids come over to play hide-and-seek, and the little engine, he says,
I'll play too!
Well, sir, Orly, he is it the first time, and whilst he's accounting to 100, they all run off and hid. The little engine, he went a-puffing around back to the barn, and he tried hiding behind the straw stack, but that wasn't big enough, and he says, so as he went a-chugging around the other side of the barn. Couldn't find any place there either, so they decided that he'd be it, because he couldn't hide. Well, the engine hit his headlight with his cow catcher and started a-counting up to 100.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100, here I come!
Well, sir, he chugged all around the yard and shined his light in the bushes looking for the kids, and he was having a wonderful time, but it was kind of noisy, and it woke all the animals up, and finally Orly's paw come out, and he says, I guess you fellas better not play anymore tonight. It's getting kind of late. So they all quit and went off to bed, and little engine, he says,
good night, folks. Sweet dreams.
And in a minute, he is asleep, too.
Woof!
Gone as he snored so loud, no one could get to sleep. And in a minute, Orly's paw come out again. Wake up, he says, wake up. Little engine, he give a snort and a toot, and he says,
where am I? I'm scared.
Orly's paw, he says, well, now, just calm down, calm down. I reckon you better stay awake all night so as the rest of us can sleep. Little engine, he says,
all right. Good night!
And he did. He stayed awake all night. And when Orly come out in the morning, he says,
Orly, want to go for a ride?
Orly, he thought that'd be fine, so off they went. Every time they'd see a little boy or a girl, they'd stop, put him in the cab, and off they'd go. Well, sir, the engine was having the time of his life, and he started a-singing. But just then, a motorcycle policeman pulled alongside. And he says, a highway ain't no place for trains. You've got to get off. The engine, he says,
yes, sir, officer.
And he went back to Orly's house. Orly's paw was awaiting, and he says, Orly, I don't want to be mean or spoil anyone's fun, but this just ain't the place for a train. He's got to go. Well, the engine, he felt real bad, but he says,
all right, I'll go. Bye, Orly. Bye. Bye.
But he only went down the road a piece and hid in the woods, and when night come on, he started to sneak back to see Orly just once more before he had to go back to the yard. He was sneaking into the yard when all of a sudden his smokestack started to itch, and he felt a sneeze a-coming on. Well, he quick put his cow catcher over his stack, but he couldn't hold her back.
The cow! The cow!
Our goodness, everybody woke up. Morley's paw, he'd come out, and here's a little peevish. Told you to go home, he says. I hate to get cross with people, so I'm just asking you nicely. Please depart. Well, the little engine, he fell awful, but just then a big shatter crossed the moon. And Orly's paw, he looked up and he says, cyclones are coming. Get to the cyclone cellar, everybody. And then he started getting the stock in the barn and he says, I wish I could tie the barn and the house down. They're sure to blow away. Well, the little engine, he started thinking and he says,
tie them down. Tie them down. I'll hold them.
Well, sir, Orly's paw did just that. He tied him to the train, and then he and Orly's maw and Orly and the dogs and cats all went down the cyclone cellar. Little engine, he filled himself with steam, and he says,
"Come on, you cyclone! I ain't scared!"
Well, sir, here it comes. It grabbed a hold of the house and the barn and tried to toss them up in the air, but the little engine, he puffed and strained and turned his wheels and he rolled past. Cyclone reached up and got more wind and tried harder. Engine, he chuffed and chugged and puffed. The wind blew harder and the engine opened up his throttle and held tight, and it was a terrible battle. But all of a sudden... Yep. Cyclone had a blowout in one of his clouds and just disappeared. Well, Orly and his folks come out of the cellar, and there's everything safe and sound. The little engine, he looks at him and he says,
"Well, it's all gone now. Bye."
Then he started to limp out of the yard. "Oh, no, you don't," Orly's paw says. "You saved the farm, and you're staying here and sleep. And I don't care if you snore loud enough to spoil the milk. And tomorrow I'm going to town and get you 2 tons of the best hard coal I can find." Well, little engine, he's happy, and he says,
"Oh, boy, thank you. It's I'll sleep right now."
Well, Orly, he says, "I guess a long, strong pull will always get you further than a lot of wind." That's all.
Thank you.